Recognition for two journalists from countries where investigative reporting is always difficult and sometimes deadly.
Ms. Ressa and Mr. Muratov are receiving the Peace Prize for their courageous fight for freedom of expression in the Philippines and in Russia.
Maria Ressa. With her digital platform Rappler, she's investigated President Rodrigo Duterte's violent anti-drug campaign.
Но кто поверит, что шофёр...
As editor-in-chief of the newspaper Novaya Gazeta, there aren't many aspects of Russia's politics, corruption and crime that Dmitry Muratov hasn't looked into. Over the years, six colleagues have been murdered for their work, and he honored them.
This award is for Anna Politkovskaya, Yuri Shukokin, Igor Domikov, Anastasia Baburova, Stas Markelov, Natasha Estemirova, our fallen colleagues who gave their lives for the profession. I am not the right beneficiary of this prize.
The rules are very clear.
Maria Ressa, who's also suffered harassment and intimidation, told Al Jazeera of her worries for journalism in the age of social media.
When news organizations lost our gatekeeping powers to technology platforms, those platforms abdicated responsibility for the public sphere. And that has made facts debatable, because the data, facts and lies, are actually treated equally. In fact, the algorithms of the world's largest distributor of news, Facebook, actually favors lies laced with anger and hate. That spreads faster and further than facts.
For some who watch the Nobel Peace Prize and its regular controversies closely, this year's decision is a welcome one.
I think this was bullseye. It's obviously well-deserved. And it's two candidates that both have done exceptional work in their home countries. But this is also a prize that speaks to the larger issue of press freedom, the larger issue of countering fake news.
And welcome news, too, for those hoping to see more women winning an award that seldom come their way.
Since the Swedish industrialist Alfred Nobel founded the Nobel Prizes in the late 19th century, there have only been 17 individual female winners of the Peace Prize. Maria Ressa is the 18th, a small step towards correcting a pretty big gender imbalance.
I asked Berit Rice-Anderson why there are so few.
We have always paid attention to the women, but in a time where there was a much worse gender equality situation than it is today, naturally, it is difficult to find the worthy contributor being a woman.
In selecting these two winners, the Nobel Committee has made a statement. It says freedoms of information and expression matter. They matter to democracy, they matter to peace, and so they matter to billions of us. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Oslo.